we now are gay apparel. La 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. La 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 la. And as they decorate the tree, we will have a reading about this.
The signs of Christmas are all around. There are wreaths on doors and candles in windows. There are Christmas trees with lights and ornaments. There are shoppers carrying packages and presents. Red and white poinsettias decorate our homes. Yes, it's the signs of Christmas are everywhere. It's time to worship our King Jesus. The signs of Christmas began over 2,000 years ago in a small town called Bethlehem. Out in the fields nearby were shepherds watching over their flocks. Suddenly, angels appeared, telling them of the good news of Jesus' birth. The angel said, "This shall be a sign to you. You shall find the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." "Jesus was born! Our Savior was born!" the angels rejoiced, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and earth peace, and goodwill to our men."
This group, would you go back out again, please? You're going to come in again. So, we're going to have a part two here.
You follow the rest of them. Follow the rest. Oh.
As I said, first time through. All right. As we are doing this, we are waiting for the Mary and Joseph to enter. And we do hope that... we were to be singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing at this point. Would any of you care to do it a cappella?
I have the music for that one.
You have it?
Oh, she's...
She has the music. All right, let's go. Hark. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. She kept her word. Okay, on the other side is where Joseph and Mary are going to discover the baby Jesus. All right. And now we have part three. And let's see. Okay. The signs of Christmas continue today. There are signs all around us. At Christmas time, we see the signs of Jesus' love. People show love of Jesus by helping others. People collect helping others. I have to say a word about this. This is a true expression of helping others right now. You're seeing it in action. All right. The love of Jesus is a definite sign of Christmas. And at this point, children were to come in with making a big heart. But we will do that at the end of this reading. The signs of Christmas began over 2,000 years ago near a small town called Bethlehem. Out in the fields nearby were shepherds watching over their flocks. The shepherds are out there in the back watching over their flocks. Suddenly, angels appeared, telling them of the good news of Jesus Christ. Okay, angels, you're doing this, remember? Do that. Yes, you're telling them the good news of Jesus Christ. And then we move on to, first time for me also. An angel appeared saying, "This shall be a sign to you. You shall find the baby wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger." Jesus was born. Our Savior was born. The angels rejoiced, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men." And now I'm going to ask this group to sing "Jesus Loves Me," and please join in. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Thank you. And thanks, Sue, for showing us the signs. All right. Now, I believe at this time we will have special music by Rebecca. And please appreciate the lovely renditioning she's going to give us. Thank you so much. That was lovely. We have a scripture reading, and this will be familiar to many of you. And it is from the book of Luke, chapter 2. And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone over them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of a great joy, which shall come to all the people. And to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." All right. And where are my last two? Oh, they've already come.
Patrick, okay. Come on.
Come on, Patrick. This is the section where we were to sing We Three Kings and have our drummers lead our wise men in. And Patrick, do you want to give us a couple beats on your drum, please? And yeah, just go ahead. You can bang it, okay? But can we sing the first verse of We Three Kings a cappella? "We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star." Everybody point to the star, please. There's the star they're following. Thank you. And now if you will go out for just a minute, everyone, including Mary and Joseph. Yeah. Jesus gets to stay in the manger. He's taking a nap. All right. And now we are going to be bringing the last part of our program with a symbol that you do not usually see around Christmas. And this is a cross. So, would you come up and hold it for me, please? All right. She's saying she almost got out of it. Right behind there is a white cross.
Oh, this. Mm-hmm. This right here.
Yeah.
Where do you want me to stand?
Just stand right there. You're fine. Technically, youth are supposed to be reading this part, but as you can see, now, this is, we've already talked about Jesus' love, and we're going to talk about the gift that Jesus actually gave us this holiday season. Now, here we are. One of the signs, an important sign of Christmas, is the cross. You might think the sign of the cross does not belong in Christmas, but Christmas also happens on the cross as Jesus gave his life to pay the price for our sins. To truly experience Christmas, you must have Jesus living inside of you. With Jesus, you can have real love. With Jesus, you can have truth and life. Make this Christmas really wonderful. Invite Jesus to live in your heart. And now will all the other children please return, and including Mary and Joseph. And just stay there for a moment, please. The signs of Christmas are everywhere. A child will hold a wreath. Jesus, we praise you for coming to earth as a baby born in a manger. Jesus, we praise you for your love you give to us each day. And this is where people would make the sign of the heart. Jesus, we praise you for your faithfulness to us at Christmas and throughout the year. And this is where one of you would hold a Bible. Jesus, we praise you for your light. You shine through the darkness, and we look at the light of our Advent candles. Jesus, we praise you for your gift of life to the world. And this is where we have a present. Jesus, we praise you for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for all your signs of Christmas. Help us remember you at this special time and all year through. We will finish by singing, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, God of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, going through the sky above.
Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the storms of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day.
What? Oh, we didn't joy down here fast enough. Keep going, run more time. Cheryl, please. Living and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed.
Wellspring take of Jesus, the joy take Jesus. Of living. Ocean, death, and rest. Loving Spirit, Father, Mother, all who love belong to you. Teach us how to love each other, by love our joy renew.
Yeah. Okay, back up front, back up front. Go back up front, please. Go back up front. Yeah. I would like to thank you for your kindness and your consideration, and please, for all these youth, the musicians, the drama, and many of them have only done this today, and our special music, please give them a round of applause. And special thanks to the Christian Learning Team and Sue, who is on the team, and all the parents who got the kids here. And for those who were not able to come due to illness or something else, our hearts are with you in this also. We will be serving refreshments after the service in the fellowship hall. Thank you.
First of all, I love the energy that they bring. Don't you? Yes. I love that that the kids were part of this today. And the families that have been involved today, please know that you are welcome here, not only this week, but every week. And we'll take this time. I need to go get my little podium over here. One of the more important, well, not more important, but just as important times of the service is to take prayer requests and praises, sharing joys and concerns that we have as a church family and as a community so that we can raise them up to God and ask for his blessing and his help and thank him for everything that he is and everything that God does for us. So is there any prayer requests or praises this morning?
Yeah. This is something I thought it would be fun to share with you as a prayer. And I received this from the Star and Tribune from November 28th from the Gardeners. And it's called a form of gratitude. And the university puts on a program for all the people who have donated their body to the university for experimental and cadaver use. And guess who did this and who the article is about? It starts out saying Norma T. Lander. And there's a small article about Norma, and she donated her body, and so did Norm also. And so I will put it up on the bulletin board, and you can take a look. But what a special treat, and what a joy she has been and is still doing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'd like a prayer for my daughter-in-law, Jenny. She lost her mother within the last couple weeks, and as you recall, she lost her brother just a couple of months ago, so she's having a very difficult fall, and we'd appreciate a prayer.
Absolutely, Barb.
I'd like prayers for my son Tim and his family. They lost their dog like the day after Thanksgiving, and you know,
oh, it's hard.
The pets are just as much family members as mm-hmm. and loved. Anyone else?
I just want to let everybody know that my two sisters, Arlene and Luella, are doing very well at this point, and so we're very happy. Thanks for prayers.
Arlene and Luella.
Victor, sitting beside me, just told me that his brother's wife is on hospice now. She's 90-some years old, and so we might pray for that family.
Yes, you beat me to that, Bonnie. Names are Don and Natty, is that correct?
She's got the name.
Yeah, I got the notes up here. Don and Natty are their names. Natty is in hospice. And Don, who's Victor's brother, is struggling physically and probably emotionally as well. And we will lift them up in prayer. Any others?
Please keep Mary Kiro in your prayers. She's got medical issues that have been going on for a while, and they've not been able to find any reason for them. And she just needs strong prayer right now. So please pray for her.
Absolutely. And also, Joe, you mentioned this morning that the piano player who was supposed to play this morning, she fell and sprained her wrist. What is her name?
Angie.
We will be praying for her as well.
Yes, I really was praying.
And we will continue to pray for her. Any others? Let's go to God in prayer. God of love, God of hope, God of peace, and God of joy. We come before you today as humble people, knowing that you are a great God. God, we thank you for paying attention to us and for loving us and choosing to love us and giving us the capability of loving others. God, we thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to this world to show us how much you love us, but also show us how we can learn from Jesus of how to love each other and love others well. God, sometimes we don't do that, and we ask that you work in our hearts and work in our minds and work in our lives to show us how to be more like your Son, Jesus. In this Advent season, as we wait, we ask that you reveal yourself to us, that you show us where there might be areas in our lives that we need to become more like you. God, we ask that you unite us as a community of people. That we can look at one another and focus on what we have in common rather than what we have that is different. And God, as a community of people, we have many things to be concerned about and many things to be thankful for. God, we thank you for putting your hand and guiding Arlene and Luella, that they're doing well. We ask that you continue to put your hand on them and let them know that you are near. We thank you for Norma Thielander. God, her memory and her legacy continues on this earth, although we know that she is safely with you. And we thank you for her life and the impact that she has had on people. And Lord, we also have concerns that we lift to you. We pray for Jenny, as she had just lost her mother. And just a little while ago, she lost a brother. And this time of season, God, it just seems more intense. Loss seems so much more intense. And I ask, and we ask, that you surround Jenny with your presence this season. And let her know that you love her, that you are with her, and give her peace, God, that only comes from you. God, we pray for Victor's brother, for Don, and his sister-in-law, Natty. As Natty has gone into hospice and Don is struggling, we ask that, again, you surround them with your presence and give them peace this season. Help Don make decisions and choices that he needs to make in the future. We ask that you reveal yourself to them in a way that is personal, in a way that they can connect with you. And we also pray for comfort and peace for Tim's family as they have lost their dog, a family member that is so close at times to a family's heart. We ask that you comfort them during this time. And we also pray for Mary, as she is dealing with medical issues and doctors can't seem to find out what's going on, but we ask that you make those things known, God, that you give the doctors and the nurses the wisdom and the knowledge to know how to treat Mary so that she can find peace and comfort. And God, we also pray for Angie as she has fallen. And she was supposed to be with us this morning. And we asked that you heal her with her wrist. And we ask that you just put a special blessing on her this morning. God, you are the God of Advent. And today, we focus on peace. And we ask that you give us peace as individuals and as a congregation, as a community. That we remember that you are a God who is fully in control. And God, now as a community, we come before you praying the prayer that Jesus has taught us to pray, saying, "Our God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Will the ushers please come forward for this morning's offering? Offering plates. please rise. God, thank you for this time that we can share together to remember the birth of your son, Jesus. Thank you for the children today that portrayed this story. And God, we thank you for just being a God who loves and cares for us. In Christ's name, amen. Receive now the benediction. May God, the Creator, go with you this week. May God, the Son, shine through you. And may God, the Holy Spirit, guide you in all that you do. Amen.